You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I had a whole, just wanted to dedicate this show this weekend and the upcoming 8 days at least to our service men and women and the families of servicemen and women, and really appreciate you serving and giving and doing and loving out of the abundance of the providence of our Creator. And I think I'm going to just hit the books, meaning the good book, and figure out how to put it all together in the proper perspective and give a good narration and a little bit of signposting. I'm deeply broken, hearted about yesterday's news, and about losing our brother. And that I hope and pray that he made heaven his home, and he's on some teams of chariots of fire and horses of fire. This is November 6th, 2021. And it's really important, most important thing to do is to make sure it is well with your soul. And studying up the book of Job, and not the foolishness of men and our attempts, but the speech from God, and getting in touch with and deeply studying and learning about his knowledge and his power. And the first speech, Job chapter 38. This is a 70 question pop quiz. I don't think there's a board preparation course being taught on this particular subject, but we need to take that up ourselves. I've also been this week focusing on how to reach out to my former snowboard sponsors and other people that maybe had the opportunity but didn't want to sponsor that crazy cat lady doctor, you know, me on a snowboard. And maybe they'll take up and advertise and sponsor RBN here to keep it rocking for the next decade, the next score of years, for the youngsters that will not have access to the wisdom and knowledge that we give here. And I thank all the hosts and your research and your putting the men in menthol. I really appreciate you, brothers, and those of you who served, and those of you who supported our servicemen behind the scenes. And Book of Job, it's in the Old Testament. If you're studying chronologically, it's right up in there after Genesis. So you go Genesis, Job, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, when you're doing your Old Testament studies. And in this day and age, in the times that we're living, start with the New Testament. It'll make a lot more sense. And you definitely want to know how the story ends from the beginning. From everlasting to everlasting, I still want to study the end before the beginning. Job chapter 38. May God bless you that do this word and that hear this word, and the readers and the teachers of this word. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, and I've read this before, Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors, when it brake forth, as if it had issued out of the womb? When I made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it, and break up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors, and said hitherto, shalt thou come but no further, and here shall thy proud waves be stayed. Hast thou commanded the morning place thy days, and caused the dayspring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death? Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare, if thou knowest it all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof, that thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof? Knowest thou it because thou wast then born, or because the number of thy days is great? Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow, or hast thou seen the treasures of the hail? Anybody else out there ever been driving on Highway 80 and been inside the rainbow? Little side note there. Pretty amazing. Treasures of the snow or the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war. By what way is the light parted? There's the division of light, separation of light, dividing, parting. There's physics right there. By what way is the light parted? As land is parted? No. Which scattereth the east wind upon the earth? Who hath divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder, to cause it to rain on the earth where no man is, on the wilderness wherein there is no man, to satisfy the desolate and waste ground, and to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth? Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew? Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven? Who hath gendered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season, or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Canst thou lift up thy voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover thee? Canst thou send lightnings, that they may go and say unto thee, Here we are? Who hath put wisdom in the inward parts, or who hath given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom, or who can stay the bottles of heaven? When the dust groweth into hardness, and the clods cleave fast together, will thou hunt the prey for the lion, or fill the appetite of the young lions? When they crouch in their dens and abide in the covert to lie in wait, who provideth for the ravens his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat. Job chapter 39. Knowest thou the time when the wild goats of the rock bring forth? Or canst thou mark when the hinds do calve? Canst thou number the months that they fulfill? Or knowest thou the time when they bring forth? They bow themselves, they bring forth their young ones, they cast out their sorrows. Their young ones are in good liking. They grow up with corn, they go forth and return not unto them. Who hath sent out the wild ass free, or who hath loosed the bands of the wild ass? Whose house I have made the wilderness, and the barren land his dwellings. He scorneth the multitude of the city, neither regardeth he the crying of the driver. The range of the mountains is his pasture, and he searcheth after every green thing. Will the unicorn be willing to serve thee, or abide by thy crib? Canst thou bind the unicorn? Yeah, I did say the word unicorn not once but twice. With his band in the furrow, or will he harrow the valleys after thee? Wilt thou trust him because his strength is great, or wilt thou leave thy labor to him? Wilt thou believe him that he will bring home thy seed and gather it into thy barn? Gavest thou the goodly wings unto the peacocks, or wings and feathers unto the ostrich, which leaveth her eggs in the earth and warmeth them in the dust, and forget that the foot may crush them, or that the wild beast may break them? She is hardened against her young ones, as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without fear, because God hath deprived her of wisdom, neither hath he imparted to her understanding. What time she lifteth up herself on high, she scorneth the horse and his rider. Hast thou given the horse strength? Hast thou clothed his neck with thunder? Canst thou make him afraid as a grasshopper? The glory of his nostrils is terrible. He pauseth in the valley and rejoice in his strength. He goeth on to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear and is not affrighted, neither turneth he back from the sword. The quiver rattleth against him, and the shield. And I'll see you on the other side of this break. Thank you for supporting Grand Jury Reawakening with Dr.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly. This is Saturday. It is November the 6th, 2021. And, you know, I've been contemplating reaching out to certain vendors, like the Redmond Real Salt people, you know, quality, integrity, super quality foods, like the whole complex, the whole everything together in its created form for quite a few people and pets. You know, the cows have more common sense. They got their delicious salt lick. I have one right here. And it's really important, especially if you study up and have a Merck index of 10,000 biologicals, pharmaceuticals, and botanicals, where you too can learn about everything from how the vitamins coincide with musical notes and essential oils and, you know, a bunch of other things, and how certain groups of people would use that knowledge for evil, you know, like I.G. Farben having the 1930s patent on glutamine, the excitatory neurotransmitter. So super grateful for this platform and the supporters, and super trying to be stoic here, missing the good brothers and sisters that have been the founders and set the platform and been reinforceable and supportable and teachers and teachable. Decided to throw in the 70-question pop quiz where we learn about God's power in the second speech coming up, and we're covering his knowledge in the first section there. And so I got all the way to chapter 39, verse 23, and we'll round that out real quick right here. The quiver rattleth against him, and the glittering spear and the shield. So lightning, Barak, not Barak, but Barak, B-A-R-A. Certain languages, it's spelled with a C-K, or just a Q, or just a K. So Barak, lightning, Barak. Interesting. And the glittering spear and the shield. So it was mentioned a few times here. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage, neither believeth he that it is the sound of the trumpet. He saith among the trumpets, ha, ha, and he smelleth the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. Doth a hawk fly by thy wisdom and stretch out her wings toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwells and abides on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. Her young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she. Then we'll pick up with chapter 40, book of Job. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Yeah. Shall he that contendeth with the Almighty, it's capital A, instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. And then the next couple of verses are on Job's wise silence. And then I'll pick up with God's second speech and his power. And when someone is speaking to you out of the whirlwind, I pay attention. This is a Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. Be on the other side of this break. Thanks for supporting the sponsors, and go shopping at the RBN store right now. Hurry.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Way home from Candletown, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, "Hi, what's doing?" Wolo said, "Sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt." He said, "I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless boy Seth." Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, "Boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself." Walking on home, 'cause he didn't live far, you see, and he didn't have many friends, and he just lost him now. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Daddy had left him, and that was a gun. He went off to Andy's house.
Hey, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening, and the night that the lights went out in Georgia for sure was when they ventured into the pit with the Dominion voting system's touchscreen. It reaches out and touches things that you can't even see, unfortunately. And so that's happened in a number of California counties. And we only have 58. So if it's a 20-pluser, the boom, boom, out go those lights. That glittering spear. And I'm on the 70-question pop quiz that every man and woman fails miserably, but not to worry, because there is a doctor and a teacher, and his name is Jesus, and he got a perfect score here. So I'm going to pick up. It's chapter 40, verse 6. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind and said, gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee and declare thou unto me. And the terminology thee, thy, thou, like thou is a lower form. And wilt thou also disannul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellency, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of thy wrath, and behold every one that is proud, and abase him. Look on every down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Lo now, his strength is in his loins, and his force, there's another physics lesson, F equals MA. His force is in the navel of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong as pieces of brass. His bones are like the bars of iron. Yeah, kind of like the wings on the craft that left the airplane-shaped hole in building 1 and 2. Pick up at verse 19. He is the chief of the ways of God. He that made him can make his sword to approach unto him. Surely the mountains bring him forth food where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under the shady trees in the covert of the reed and fens. And since it's radio, R-E-E-D, the reed and the F-E-N-S. The fens. The shady trees cover him with their shadow. The willows of the brook compass him about. Behold, he drinketh up a river and hasteth not. He trusteth that he can draw up Jordan into his mouth. He taketh it with his eyes. His nose pierceth through snares. And then 41 is right up in here, Job chapter 41. Can you draw out Leviathan? Canst thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Canst thou put a hook into his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? Will he make many supplications unto thee? Will he speak soft words unto thee? Will he make a covenant with thee? Wilt thou take him for a servant forever? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird, or wilt thou bind him for thy maidens? Shall the companions make a banquet of him? Shall they part him among the merchants? Canst thou fill his skin with barbed irons, or his head with fish spears? Lay thine hand upon him. Remember the battle. Do no more. Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Shall not one be cast down even at the sight of him? None is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. I will not conceal his parts, nor his power, nor his comely proportion. Who can discover the face of his garment, or who can come to him with his double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. The scales are his pride, shut up together as with a close seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined together one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. By his kneesings a light doth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. His breath kindleth coals, and a flame goeth out of his mouth. In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. They are firm in themselves. They cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. When he raiseth up himself, the mighty are afraid by reason of breakings. They purify themselves. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold, the spear, the dart, nor the habergeon. He esteems iron as straw, and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laughs at the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him. He spreads sharp pointed things upon the mire. He makes the deep to boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He makes a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary. Upon earth there is not his like, who is made without fear. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king over all the children of pride. And then Job repented, and it was all wonderful. Before the testing, he had 7 sons, 3 daughters, 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 1,000 ox, 500 donkeys. And after the testing, 7 sons, 3 daughters, 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 2,000 ox, and 1,000 donkeys. And I'm really going to miss the wonderful stories that John told that were so inspiring, that they kind of draw you to look into all the different bases of knowledge and wisdom and history. And nothing's been more profound lately, meaning like the last 20-ish years, than the Bible. Some men call it the basic instructions before leaving Earth. I can agree with that. And I hope that those men that quoted that actually did it and make heaven their home. The good news on the deadly fentanyl front is that no more foreign entanglements. Apparently Mexico got tired of having innocent blood on their hands and heads and shut down some big old nasty factory pumping out those pills and powders and potions. And what has this world just, you know, anyway. So here's a quick quote out of the book of Ezekiel, and this is Ezekiel's vision of God and talking about the four living creatures and the chariot. And here we are. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself. Okay, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. So this is like, you know, thousands of years before this fire phenomenon, the glowing in the whirlwind. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. I mean, how can you explain that to your hunting buddies that weren't there? And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. What a headdress. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side. And they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward whither the spirit was to go. They went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. And then the next section is about the four wheels. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a beryl or beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go. And the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, wheels were lifted up over against them. The spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. I'll be back with the Radiant Expanse on the other side of this break. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Mike.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Sit there thinking in your room. You feel the pressure, you're going crazy too. You've had enough, can't take no more. Breaking the chains around you,
your host, Dr. Kelly, and thank you so much again to the service families and men and women and those that survive on with the memory of D-Day plus 75 years. And no foreign entanglements. We got to cause the alien to flee and turn them to flight. The ones that don't belong here need to pack it up and get on your way. I was talking about Ezekiel and the radiant expanse. So this is chapter 1, verse 22. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on his side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of a great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord, and when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. I'm really going to miss those awesome stories. I'm grateful for the archives and all of the wonderful things that we were taught by John Stapmiller. And thank you so much for supporting this network. It's now our turn to pick up this torch and baton and run with it. Run like an idiot and don't stop till you get busting through that finish line. And thank you again. This is The Grand Jury Reawakening with Dr. Kelly.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to